Blog Talk Radio.
Looks like we're shy of one horse.
You brought two too many.
Thank you.
afternoon. Show number 1420. I think. Welcome. As we get ready to sit down and get down with the chefs for a couple of hours, thanks to your mad scientist in charge and Soul Treat Media in the raw. Excuse me, I'm your host, Michael Lewis, thank you, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to be in the house with you. Soul Treat Radio in the raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassin of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and how right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, wherever they may be. On a beautiful weekend so far. The weather's being so crazy, you don't know what the hell's going to happen. But either way, Radio Reggie, Sonic Cheryl Jones, the Orlando Ledbetter, Michael Robeson, Ricky Hampton Sr., all gathering, doing their thing. Shout out to all of them, and shout out to all the other brothers and sisters on assignment. Now, as always, riding shotgun with me, the bad man from the East Bay, Gary Norris Gray. What up, G?
I'm going to have to go to Tokyo. Let me go to Tokyo and get these people straight.
Uh-oh. How come?
Michael, there's an attack on black women. A complete outright attack on black ladies around the world.
Around the world? Okay.
Around the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Tokyo game, I don't even know where I'm going to watch the Tokyo games at all. You have a committee who addresses the rules of the Olympic Games.
Yes.
They have banned 8 black women already.
8? Holy shit. Damn.
Naomi Osaka is going to the games. As the only person I think I would watch this game.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a rule. There's a rule about the testosterone levels.
Yes.
And many of these ladies have gone above the testosterone levels.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that earlier. A couple of runners from Namibia were among them. Now,
you
I don't understand.
Namibia, you have Kenya, you have South
Kenya
Africa,
too?
And you have United States.
Holy shit.
And
now,
growing.
What I don't get, hold on,
then, dude. Then you had insult to injury.
Mm-hmm.
They banned a special cap.
Right, the soul
for
cap.
African-American hair.
Yeah, the soul
brain.
Cap. Mm-hmm.
This is a full-out attack on black people, period. And I'm getting tired of it.
Oh, I agree. But before you get angrier, tell everybody who we are.
Yes, sir.
For almost 2 decades, the Black Athlete Sports Network has served as the definitive source for information about the black athlete. Whether it be historical or analytical, BASN has always celebrated the contributions of sport's most innovative and unique beings, the black athlete. In 2016, as we relaunch blackathlete.com, look for more of the same from our unique set of writers and historians. We have been and always will be the soul of sports. We are BASN.
We are BASN.
You damn skipping. Well, you're right about foes, foreign and domestic, because it wasn't bad enough for the sisters abroad. Sisters here catching hell.
Yep.
And everybody knows about what happened with this trick, Rachel Nichols. Now, all of a sudden, the National Association of Black Journalists, they're a bunch of assholes, They have called for a meeting with leaders at Disney and demand change over a, quote, toxic ESPN culture.
Oh, really?
Now, this request comes in the wake of the New York Times report published Sunday about conversation ESPN host Rachel Nichols had with media and athlete advisor Adam Mendelsohn in July of 2020. In the recorded conversation, Nichols vented her frustration regarding Maria Taylor, who is black. No shit. Nichols said Taylor continues to get favorable NBA coverage because of ESPN's, quote, crappy longtime record on diversity. Her quote, close quote, including being assigned to host ESPN's coverage of the finals, an assignment Nichols was expecting. I emphasize the word expecting. The quote, I wish Maria Taylor all the success in the world. She covers football. She covers basketball. And what Nichols said in the audio that was provided by the Times. If you need to give her more things to do because you are feeling pressure about your crappy longtime record on diversity, which, by the way, I know personally from the female side of it, Mike, go for it. Just find it somewhere else. Friction between Nichols and Taylor began once Taylor was made aware of the recorded conversation. The video was recorded by Nichols' own camera that she had accidentally left on, dumb bitch, proving that cheaters never prosper. The entire recording was being sent to a server at ESPN headquarters where multiple ESPN employees recorded the conversation using their phones. Basically, she got fucking busted. Nichols apologized to Taylor on her show, The Jump, on Monday. The first thing they teach you in journalism school is don't be the story and don't plan to break the rule today or distract from a fantastic finals, Nichols said. But I also don't want to let this moment pass without saying how much I respect, how much I value our colleagues here at ESPN, how deeply, deeply sorry I am for disappointing those I hurt, particularly Maria Taylor, because I love her, man. No, I'm just teasing. And how grateful I am to be part of this outstanding team. What a crock. ESPN later announced that Nichols would not serve as a sideline reporter for the NBA Finals and would be replaced by Malika Andrews. She will continue to host The Jump, which is the show that she has been host of for a while. A report from the Times also revealed that the only known person who was punished for the entire situation was Kayla Johnson, a digital video producer who is black, and told ESPN Human Resources that she had sent the video to Taylor. That's really why they messed with her ass. Johnson was suspended 2 weeks without pay and given less desirable tasks at work when she returned. She is no longer an ESPN employee. Look at that shit. They fired her ass because she dropped dimes. Nichols' comments and the actions that followed over the last year were not only disappointing but disparaging given the ongoing reports by black journalists of white men advancing at ESPN because of their skin tone and not by merit. Well, shit, we could have told y'all that years ago. This is based on a release by NABJ. ESPN's response to the matter was even more appalling, and the Times has documented what appears to be an attempt by ESPN to sweep the matter under the rug until it was recently exposed in greater detail. The company's actions could have alienated Taylor and left another black employee punished for exposing the matter.
Well, Taylor's already gone. He's already gone.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because the whole point was that they fired somebody else.
He's already gone.
Yeah, but they fired somebody already who had nothing to do with this. You know, they suspended her and then fired. We got Radio Reggie in the mix. Now, Reggie,
I don't
know you heard,
gentlemen, but I got to say one thing, gentlemen. Bitch! I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry, Big G. If I could hold it back, please allow me to have 2 minutes if I can. Because this is the girl, I know I'm out of order. The whole place is out of order. You can't handle the truth. I just can't believe this shit.
The gentleman from Virginia will restrain himself. We will formally. We will formally grant 2 minutes time to the distinguished and highly stressed gentleman from Virginia.
I just so believe this is worse than the Hindenburg, man. I just can't get over it. Please send me an article where they fired the person that did their fucking job. And Ian, I know you're listening right now. I'm on a fucking rant right now because the whistleblower blew the racism, the nepotism that goes on fucking the mouth, the cheese-eating network. Fucking believable. Mom Gray, I apologize for my words, and I apologize for my vulgarity. I apologize for my profanity. Big G, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dr. Evil, but I had to do my Michael Ingram rant. This is unfucking believable because of the goddamn Trump and the damn Barry Goldwater Klan conservatives. This is the bullshit that has come down for low-hanging fruit. Sons of bitches, Jesus, Jassery, unbelievable call. And I got to say to Rachel Richard, bitch, unbelievable. I cannot believe this bullshit. This is unfucking real. I just don't understand. I don't understand. And I am highly pissed off with the last 30 seconds I got left. Why the fuck would these guys and ladies go to the fucking cheesy rat-eating mouth? And Stephen A. Smith, I ain't forgot about your black ass either. Because you're part of the fucking problem, too. I yield my tongue back, and I apologize for my rant. But that bitch, I can't believe that she went to the nerve to go on a jump and say, please forgive me. Y'all caught what I said. But that bitch is better than me. That black nigger is better than me. And why are they doing diversity? Bitch, you got your job on fucking diversity. You got your goddamn job because of the people who had it. And I yield my time back. I'm sorry. Give me some fucking water. I'm upset. I'm sorry.
The distinguished gentleman from California would like to respond to the distinguished gentleman from Virginia. You have 2 minutes, sir.
And 2016,
mm-hmm.
Open the door. Well, I mean, in 2016, you can be an asshole, that's okay. You can call people names, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can belittle your own, body, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can attack the Congress. That's okay. If you're white. If you're black, you better get a knee on your neck until you're dead.
Yep.
If you're black, you get brought down like an elephant by 6 officers and nobody gets charged.
This is like the old blues song.
Attack black women.
Mm-hmm.
Attack your meal ticket, LeBron James. When is it?
Well, look, like Sister Girl said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And that is exactly what the mouse has done. Now, according to NABJ president, the present one, Dorothy Tucker, The NABJ Board of Directors is disturbed to learn the details of the situation and what appeared to be a lack of accountability and a desire by ESPN to provide accommodations for a white employee who mocked diversity and a well-qualified coworker while seemingly ignoring how Taylor and others who later heard the conversation may have been affected. The office, the silence and apparent inaction by ESPN leaders over the last year is deafening. And as a result, NABJ is requesting, you just came out with lightning and then you're going to be nice and say requesting? Get the fuck out of here, you stupid.
That's my point.
Stupid.
That's my point. Requesting.
Yeah.
They need to be demanded. Where's the fucking NAACP in this? I mean, come on.
Yes.
You know, quote that great philosopher Fred Sanford, look at these niggas around here. Shut up, they have a charge that move.
Exactly.
Man, I'm not trying to be nasty when I say I'm not. All these black folks work for ESPN and their show called Shining Stars, Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
But yet when it comes to diversity,
yeah.
I mean, you got a lack of black women there than ever before.
Well, the ESPN been allowed to get away with this.
Thank you.
That's right. They've been allowed to do this for years and years because nobody
said,
cut the crap.
Yeah. And it's funny that Fox Sports now, damn near almost had more diversity than everybody that was black in ESPN who got suspended or whoever moved out of the road. I look at Fox and I'm like, this can't be the Fox Sports. You got more Negroes over here than ever before, and they got a smaller version.
That's right. Yeah.
Of all networks. Unbelievable.
Now, we know the NBA Finals are one thing. You know, Milwaukee and Phoenix, you know they didn't expect that. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on.
They didn't want that.
That's right. We know they didn't want it.
Yeah.
But they got it. And because they got it, this story still has some legs because the matchup's not that desirable by the sponsors. Now, this bitch Nichols returned to the air on Wednesday, but she can't get away. She can't wash the stink off of this. Or her, she has her own show.
What show is she on the air with? What show?
Like I said, she has her own show.
Okay, hold it. Was she by herself or was she with their colleague?
She's been hosting that show for a while. She has a couple of ex-NBA players on with her, but she's been made the host
people,
of that
right?
for a while. Yeah.
So, guys, just help me understand because y'all helping me. Okay, when she came back to the jump, do you know if the show was awkward or did they just try to act like business as usual?
No, she's been on there for at least 4 years now.
No. I'm talking about when she came back on the air Wednesday. Was it an awkward situation or was it business as usual?
She's been a host for a while, Reggie. The issue isn't her hosting the show. Now, there's never been a black female host that I recall hosting an ESPN show. Man, it might have been.
I don't remember.
That's
what I'm saying. Did anybody see the show?
They just repeated what she said at the beginning of the show when she was apologizing to Maria Taylor.
And then it was just business as usual, right?
Yeah.
There's a quote.
That's my point. Yeah, see, that's my point real quick. They made it business as usual because the blacks that was on there were so worried about their fucking check, they made sure that we just go along to get along and we're not going to look at her sideways. Now, when you had Smith and Shorty Girl that left, they made sure, in my opinion, what's the name, the one that did the hip piece on HBCU? Damn, I can't remember the name now. You know, talking about who they ran off to say Trump was a racist. Damn.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I can't remember her name.
Yeah, Pam Oliver.
Not Pam Oliver, the one that ESPN, that was Michael Smith and her had the show together.
Oh, Jamel.
Jemele Hill. They made sure that they ran that talk. No, I'm saying, guys, is that when people on those shows, in my opinion, I guess they need the money so bad, or they like being on the spotlight. It shows that comes, in my opinion, just my opinion, that when it comes to America, American culture condition, as I said before, Gary, you know I say it all the time, America's in culture condition that white is superior and black is inferior. When it comes to that issue, we undervalue, underestimate, and marginalize. But in the marginalized Taylor, that shows me that they act like it's business as usual and they allow her to come back on the air like nothing has been done.
But I think this is gonna bite him in the butt because Rachel Nichols and Michael said this last week. Michael said this. Rachel Nichols, because she didn't see the royalty was in nothing.
Yes, I saw it, her mother-in-law.
That's right. And see, this is gonna bite him in the butt because the royalties are gonna get involved in this sooner or later.
This is gonna blow up because I think Rachel
is gonna lose her job because of this.
She won't lose her job. I'll be very surprised if she loses her job.
She ain't gonna lose her job.
She's not gonna lose her job.
She's gonna get a job. She ain't gonna lose her job. She's gonna Fox and get one. She'll be just fine.
No. It's not so much that she won't lose her job because of incompetence, Gene, because I agree with you. In theory, that should be enough. But she's connected in the industry because she's the sister-in-law, whatever-in-law, of Diane Sawyer. You know, fuck her. And fuck Nichols, too. Maria Taylor responded with the post saying, "During the dark times, I always remember that I am in this position to open doors and light the path that others walk down. I've taken some punches, but that just means I'm still in the fight. Remember to sit, remember to lift as you climb and always keep rising." Now, the video of Nichols was recorded in our hotel room last summer. So this shit's been stewing for a while. During the NBA's pandemic shortened season, in the Disney World bubble. They say what goes under the bubble stays in the bubble. Bullshit.
Wait a minute, this happened
on a camera.
The
yeah, on a
this
camera that fed back.
The
hold on, Reggie. Hold on.
Oh.
On a camera
okay.
that fed back to ESPN's Bristol, Connecticut headquarters, she is overheard complaining to LeBron James' political advisor, Adam Mendelsohn, that her contract included hosting duties for the NBA Finals pregame show, a job that was set to go to Taylor. And this is what she came up with the bullshit about. I wish her all the success.
Shots fired.
Yes, indeed.
According
to multiple people familiar with the video, there was several hours of raw footage from Nichols' room that was sent back to ESPN. And clips were circulated to executives. So these motherfuckers knew what was going on, you know?
They've been sitting on this for almost a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
shit. Gary, hold on. This is according to the Washington Post. The recording and its circulation among some ESPN staffers came as ESPN was confronting racial tensions at the network in the wake of George Floyd's murder and the reckoning sweeping the country. Under President Jimmy Pitaro, the network had previously sought to minimize political controversies and serve up more meat and potato sport content after being accused loudly and regularly of liberal bias by conservatives, including President Trump.
After
Floyd's killing, ESPN began airing specials about sports and race, highlighting content by the undefeated, those weak motherfuckers over there. Its platform dedicated to race and sports and removing all guardrails on social network. Oh, please. And Taylor was one of the key officers of that coverage. What a crock of shit. You know,
oh, God.
It's like,
please send me that. Please email me that information, man. Please.
That's in the Washington Post. It's right there. ESPN has a complicated history with race. Many of its TV stars are black. It boasts the undefeated and a 2018 study by the Institute of Institute for Diversity and Ethics. Is my tongue tied in sport? Singled out the network for its commitment to hiring female journalists and journalists of color. Please. They're full of shit. ESPN is about developing personalities, not journalists. Because if they did it by journalist rule, there would be a lot of shit that never would even hit the airwaves because somebody would have put them in check and it never would have gone on the air.
You know it.
Oh, Lord. Inside ESPN, according to multiple people familiar with the inner workings, Nichols is known to be quick to protest her role as the go-to interviewer whenever NBA players have something important to say. She has done a number of news-making interviews with James and Silver, Commissioner Adam Silver, among plenty of other stars. Ahead of the 2019 season, ESPN announced that Nichols would be the host of The Jump. Taylor.
Question, Mike. How in the ham sandwich? Right, I got a quick question, Mike. How in the ham sandwich Nichols always seem to get interviews with black players? That's what I can't understand. For her to have that attitude about something rotten in the cot.
It's literally stroke. Yeah, I mean, it is. Because she got a job on a humbug. Remember, this is nepotism we're talking about. You know, and Diane Sawyer's name, whatever, would protect her to some degree because she's related to her. So, oh, please don't fire my in-law or anything like that. You know, she knows she has backup over the top. Otherwise, she wouldn't be as aggressive as she would be with some of the shit she's doing. And in that spirit, it comes down to knowing your subject matter. There's nothing that indicates that she has a background in sport. Maria Taylor, however, did have a background in sport, and she played on top of it. She was doing an incredible job. She was doing an incredible job. And let's be real. Nichols felt threatened by all of this. You know?
Of course.
You're already – no, no, hold on. Let's simmer down and digest all of this. The bitch has a show, you know? You don't give a female a show. They gave her a show. So this is also nepotism because there's nothing on Rachel Nichols' resume that would indicate that she deserves to host a fucking show. If we had to match up the qualifications of Taylor and Nichols, and I'm looking at these resumes and background in an interview setting, Taylor's going to get the job. Why? She has more experience. Why? Because she's fucking better. Got nothing to do with anything else. You know?
Don't let the facts get
in the argument. Or in this case, best woman gets the job.
Thank you. And it was jealousy. But I go back to what I said earlier, gentlemen. It just amazed me how many black player NFAs are complicit in Nichols. And now for her to go back on The Jump and do a little fake-ass apology because she was made to do it. And therefore, the black panel to sit back like it's no big deal. I mean, I will say one thing about the talk. When they came back after Osborne showed her racist ass, valuable water clan served itself, and from the English point of view, the Englishman showed a British way. They made sure they had a serious conversation about it. All I'm saying is I understand they had sponsors. It's a short show. And they could have dealt with a different way, but they just want to get it out the way, let her have a 2 minutes of fake-ass apology, and then move on. And she ain't going to lose her job because, like you said, she got too much power. She got too much influence in the industry with people backing her up.
Oh, yeah.
I think Rachel Nichols, I don't know, you guys don't believe me, but I believe he's going to lose that job. Because this is way too big. It's blood, 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 blood
As soon as that job, Gary, I will probably apologize. Hey, Gary, as soon as her job, you get Negro Diamonds points, and I will say, Big G, once again, you are the man. But until then, I'm saying that they're going to keep her as a talent, but they get her on the cheap now. If she wants to get a contract, they're going to say, now, wait a minute. From the little incident you had back in 2021, they're going to lowball her ass now.
Now, you know they had to ask Jemele Hill about this because she was ex-Mouse.
No.
And she's been on her own. So she said that the levels of TV with the highest profile jobs and highest salaries are often toxic. It's nothing our industry should be proud of, she said. But everyone who enters television or at least spent some time in broadcasting, you very quickly see that this is really not the kind of environment where you can trust people. After the tape surfaced, according to the New York Times, ESPN created a way to broadcast its NBA pregame shows so that Nichols and Taylor would not even have to communicate with each other. Now, that's buck wild. Any consideration of punishment for Nichols was probably complicated by the fact that Nichols was taped without her consent. Well, that's not their fault. You're the dumb bitch who spoke on this shit.
Thank
so
you. She the one
mic,
that ran
the
about.
Hot mic. You were burned by the hot mic. There you go. That's right.
Yep. she opened up big mouth.
Of course, listen, all I'm saying here is that after Taylor, several industry insiders predicted this week that she would she would leave ESPN, NBC was named as one possible landing spot. Now, some people believe there remains the possibility that ESPN and their parent company, The Mouse, come back to the negotiating table, wary of the headlines that would follow losing Taylor. So this is all a clusterfuck of the highest order. You know, Nichols she's a trick. She has a contract that runs through 2023, but after dismissive comments about diversity, can she cover a league at ESPN or anywhere else that's predominantly black? Hello? Or can she credibly interview or cover somebody like James, who is the cash cow? Again, after taking advice from one of the guys. Telling you. So, Reggie may be right. This shit is hanging in the air like leftover drawers in the locker room.
And that shit stinks, too.
I can't see any way they can extricate themselves from this except to fire this bitch. And she should be fired.
Well, I tell you what, Big G, if you're right, I will give you Negro Diamonds points and say you are the mighty over of Negro Diamonds, Big G. Because in this environment, in this climate, G, you can answer me. They get here on the cheek until her contract runs out. Because Negroes are not going to stand up and say, I don't want to be interviewed with her. They're not going to do it.
Well, look, it is a question of accountability. The Mouse doesn't want to account for one of their little stars having a temper tantrum. And the one they did bury was a minor employee who didn't affect the overall outcome. She was collateral damage. This person who was the video editor or whatever, she's gone, you know. And she was suspended without pay for 2 weeks. Now, given what
beginning with what Rachel
Nichols had to say, her ass should have been at least suspended. And, of course, nothing has happened to her. She speaks on diversity or lack of, but she her comments were derisive, given the nature of everything. So, frankly, she skated through all of this with nothing but an apology that didn't really mean anything.
Okay.
And
the reason why I think that she's gone
is...
You gotta make this agreement. That's fine. This thing is so big. The AB
agree. They do.
How do you do that? You fire the person.
Yeah.
Big G, I'm trying to change my thinking, G. You got to come over to your side. She's gonna be fired. I talk to me, Big G done drug me across the finish line, Mike. I gotta go with Big G.
Let's check out the source though. I mean, the NABJ literally has no fucking teeth. You know, when the situation happened with Rutgers and the nappy-headed hoe statement made by Don Imus, they were making token noise about it. Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, boy. You know, they were making token noise about it. Like, what?
Shit.
Like,
don't
what
give
they,
me
oh, no,
clowns.
The NABJ's after us. What are we going to do? Please.
Not a fucking thing.
They don't have any teeth at all. I say this as somebody who worked for a black paper and had to deal with the nonsense of the Pennsylvania Association of Black Journalists as well as NABJ. They don't have any teeth. Now, I'm not saying that people aren't supposed to try to do something about it, but it's interesting the issues they pick. They picked this issue because they actually thought they could win this fight by saying, oh, that's foul, that's bad, that's the shenanigans or whatever the fuck they were called. NABJ carries no teeth. They carry no fucking weight. And the reason they carry no fucking weight is because they're a bunch of partying-ass Negroes that really don't give a fuck about anything. They'll be glad to accept what little crumbs they get instead of being a real organization that's got some advocacy power behind it. They don't have shit behind what they say. And even though this new president will be far better than Johan, that asshole at the Philadelphia Tribune, they still don't matter. You know, they're basically a yapping chihuahua yapping at ESPN. They ain't got no clout. And the reason they don't have any clout is because of the leadership that's there before them.
You remember when Trayvon got killed in Florida? Trayvon Martin, I believe.
Yep.
The fucking convention was in the state of Florida. Them Negroes said, we didn't give out the party. We can't pull out now. They could have made a statement and said, we're pulling out. We're not going to get it to Florida. Still worry about their fucking deposit. And they still had the convention right there in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Done then.
Mm-hmm. Why would you go and spend money in fucking Florida when the man was killed there and you know everything that was coming from that? They were trying to build a model of resistance. Stevie Wonder and later on Chaka Khan agreed that they would not perform in Florida given the nature of this heinous act that was done to this young brother.
Yeah, I would never go to state of Florida.
Meanwhile, these Negroes are down there playing bootleg nonsense and getting off on the fact that, oh, it's a convention. We're down here partying. You stupid bunch of, I got to say this. Sorry, Margaret. You stupid bunch of niggas doing nigger shit. This is toxic with a capital T because they knew what the fuck she was about. They knew who she was about. You know, this bitch came in here with her own agenda because she doesn't stick to sports when she started out. Back in 2020, She knew what the hell she was doing. Bottom line in all of this, Rachel is the epitome of Outkast's song Roses. She thinks that shit doesn't stink. And that's exactly why she got away with what she got away with. You know?
But Mike, I got a question. Wait a minute. She was talking to LeBron James Politico about it.
Yeah.
And that's how the hot mic came up.
Yeah, that's right.
So who's the LeBron James? Black or white dude?
It really doesn't matter.
No. Hear my point.
Yes.
In my opinion, Addison
can't
see her talking to a black person saying, I mean, she got a job because she's black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I can't see that. I mean, unless you real cool when you had candid conversation and that black person is like a Crash Thompson or something, a conservative thinking individual. And I can't see LeBron James dealing with people like that. That's why I asked
Well, I would listen. That's why he has advisors. That's why she did what she did and got exposed. The president of NABJ, Dorothy Tucker, who just by being there has done more than the previous president, this asshole Johan, she says, reliable sources confirm published reports. I have concerns. The ESPN black employee was punished for revealing the incident, but no action was taken against the white ESPN talent of insulting the black talent. There will be follow-up posts today. Now, that's when they first recorded this nonsense. So we know people knew as far as last year. Frankly, they didn't care. They waited a whole year on all of this, and it's just the level of noise and the critical mass that it got to that forced this bitch to apologize. She wasn't going to say shit.
Of course.
She was just
going to
go on ahead.
Come on.
Here. Shoot, please. She wasn't going to say shit.
Nope.
And the fact that NABJ wants in, this is what bothers me. NABJ has no worth whatsoever. They want to get into the mix just like Peter would get in if somebody had harmed the animal. They would give you fake protests, and then they would make all this noise and shit so they could get attention. They're a bunch of attention whores. PABJ, they had to find something that they could use as a method of attack because nobody gives a fuck about who they are. And that's not because they're black journalists. That's because they're a badly put together organization of black journalists. There's no purpose behind these fools other than to go on ahead and fucking party. They showed me that after the Trayvon Martin situation. Yeah, you would have lost a little bit of money, but your money would have, your statement would have mattered a lot more if all of those black journalists, and I know a couple went down there, fucking losers, if they had gone down there, not gone down there rather, and said, fuck this, we're not going, we're protesting this shit. But they went down and partied anyway, which shows how lightweight they are in purpose. If that had happened in the 30s and the 40s and 50s and 60s, they would have said, hell no. Over another reason, they probably wouldn't be allowed down there. But I digress. You know what I mean. The whole point is,
yes, sir,
the issue had merit, and you had a chance to make a true statement, and you refused to do so because you wanted the party. Dumb fucks.
Yes.
Gentlemen, until LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, whoever else is black in the NBA, I haven't heard one word from any black athlete, not one single word about the legal thing. Nothing.
You're not going to.
Yeah.
Nothing. That tells me all I need to know about the NBA.
Listen,
and let me
the
tell you real quick, guys, and I bet you know. One time Jim Brown told me, we interviewed him back in the day, that when the black athlete starts to stand on their own and their money is affected, then you get to see where they're really at. Right now, LeBron got Space Jam. He got all these entities that he's looking after basketball. He's in no position right now to make weight.
Red, my mom and dad told me you stand on your principles.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you, guys.
These black guys are playing basketball. These black guys playing football. Black guys playing hockey.
Yeah.
Trying to say, okay, if you were acting stupid, we ain't playing.
Well, let me ask you something, Gary, real quick, and it might help me with this. We saw in the bubble, was it not LeBron James that got in the way of those guys saying we want a boycott? I think LeBron them didn't want a boycott.
Where were the principles at? The principles were the basketball, not reality. When George Floyd got killed.
Yeah.
Vengeful rage or whatever the fuck it is, they let them have that day because they figured, oh, they can make that money back, no problem. It wasn't going to go beyond that. It was a token gesture, you know.
Yeah.
And because the players do have a union, you could say that it was a wildcat strike, because in unions, a wildcat strike is like a last resort weapon where they just, we ain't fucking working, you know. But this still rolls back, as NABJ is trying to get some attention in all this, to their lack of effort with the Trayvon Martin situation. So a black kid can die and y'all can still party, but a white woman gets checked because she says something stupid, and now all of a sudden you're all riled up and indignant? Get the fuck out of here.
There you go.
No, I'm sorry. That carries zero weight for me. And that's why the NABJ is about as real as a $3 bill. You know, if this had been a white, and I'll go further. I'll contend that if this was a white man, they wouldn't have said shit.
They wouldn't have said shit.
This is somebody who cozied up to a lot of brothers, and whether anything went beyond business and stuff like that, it was like, hey, no problem. You know, I'm just doing business. But no,
you know,
a black
man, like I said, this it's really sad. I listen to Kevin Hart's show, you know, that he has, and his panel. I don't know if you guys heard it this past week, but you have brother on there making excuses for her, and that really hurts.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, that this has been a black person making excuses for
this woman. Why are we doing that for?
Because
she's
white.
Want to
serve our master very well. That's why.
Because she's white. Because she's white, and because she's Diane Sawyer's in-law, whatever, in-law, outlaw, I don't give a fuck what law. You know, as soon as she said what she said, I think it was Kendrick Perkins. I could be wrong, but I think it was Kendrick Perkins said, well, gee, Rachel, thank you for speaking up and holding yourself accountable.
Get the fuck out of here.
That shit was staged like the Last Supper. Are you kidding me?
I give you a perfect example. Steve Nate said they disparaged Boston by women. The white women got so mad and the whole weekend wore his ass up. Before the show even started that Monday, he was up there like a little bitch.
I remember that.
You know,
we already know about Steve Nate.
So consistent. It didn't make no damn sense. The white women
we already know.
Made sure that their voices got out there. And look how he's
Cabinet. Yeah, no, we already know about
it. Oh, yeah, but look how
he's
Cabinet. Cabinet wouldn't do the
workout. He'll talk shit.
Yeah, Cabinet wouldn't do the workout and everything. He talked shit about him. Them black women on Twitter got on his ass. Then he was all indignant.
Oh, yeah.
And Kim will come out. I'm black.
Listen,
I'm black. How dare y'all just come out? I'm black.
I'm through. I'm through with Stephen A. is useless. He's like old toilet paper or used toilet paper. He had talked shit and threatened Kevin Durant, oh, I'll bury you and all that shit, like he's some sort of some bad Negro. But it's hard to be a bad Negro when you're busy engorging cock, like the bullshit he dealt with Fraterno Son. He was spit swallowing and gargling on his ass with the kind of crap he was asking him that had no weight whatsoever in trying to get to the heart of the matter. Stephen A. Smith is a paper tiger. He's full of shit. I got no use for him, and I got no use for NABJ either. You showed your true colors when you still went to Florida for that convention instead of doing something and saying that Trayvon Martin's life mattered a lot more than whatever fucking money you spent on
him. We might as well throw the rock jock Tom Joyner in there, too, because Tom Joyner. Tom
Joyner, forget him. He's an asshole as well.
He had his big party down there, and they could have pulled out of Florida, but no, he made sure. He had that money out there. He said, I'm losing my money. I got to have these niggas. It's the same man that's returned to brother Steve Harvey went after with his wife. I mean, I tell people all the time, I look at things different now because the so-called Negroes came to be freedom fighters. When it comes to that money and the European, they would turn their backs on anybody, just like anybody.
You got that right. Joyner was exposed a long time ago. MSNBC must satisfy Negro
I remember that when he
tried
said,
that special. When he was sitting there with a bunch of other folks with degrees up the wazoo and a brother. This was at Texas Southern University. And he asked about reparations. And Joyner went straight bitch. We just know 40 acres in a mule. And Chris Matthews is looking at him. And I'm looking at both of these motherfuckers. And I'm like, you guys ain't worth shit. A legitimate question was asked, and he went into just a monolith. Tom Joyner, fuck him too. He ain't shit. He had an opportunity to bring it down and speak honestly about a subject, and he went in another direction and said, no, fuck this. He didn't want his sponsors. He didn't want his sponsors to kick him in the ass. Gedgy.
Thank you.
Bunch of fucking attention whores, and they're pandering for the little bit of pennies they know that they'll get from this. Think about it.
Thank you.
Is there any organization or group of folks who are committed to putting info out there, real info, and advocating real situations aside from us? And I'm not saying because it's us. I know there are other groups, and I know there are a couple of other places online that do good work. Black Sports Online every now and then comes up with good stuff. But there are no people who are straight up saying, this is fucked up, that they want to pay attention to. Now, we know about Jason Black. We know about Professor Black, too. They're good people. We listen to them.
We all know. Years ago, we worked with this guy. And he's a good brother. He's a very knowledgeable brother.
Mm-hmm.
I over and stuff. But when you do that, and when you sell your soul, you're in the disabled community, you're in the black community, you're in the African-American men. You can't do that.
All I'm saying, guys, in my humble opinion, anybody wants to make a money, you go ahead and make it. But you got to look yourself in the mirror. And if you're damaging your community by taking 2 feet of silver, just try to go across that bridge. You got to come across that bridge again. And when you come across that bridge again, now, what's that bitch that used to be on Fox that did the movie theater that was, Sam, what's that young bitch? And I say bitch because now she wants to come after the black community and apologize. That chick that used to be on Fox off always. Well, anyway, it ain't not important. All I'm saying, we done seen this act before where they've been disposable like toilet paper, they shit on them, and then when they discard them, now so now I'm black, I want to come back home. No. OJ Simpson, same way. You know, when OJ not being black.
Not Candace Owens. What is your problem?
No, Gia, it's not Candace Owens. It's not her. Cause she's never coming back. No, it's another
thing. Oh, God, no. She was never here.
Yeah, well, it's not even worth it. All I'm saying is for these black folks that sell their soul, they got to be held accountable. And just like when they had different events, like when with Killer Mike and them would be on stage with T.I. and them, and then like Atlanta is supposed to be the mecca of black wealth and everything, and some saying it might be, but my thing is that you can have these individuals on stage, but when it comes to shouting and not getting nothing done, to me it's a waste of time. And then have the Travis Smiley and the Cornel West on stage, you got Negroes on there that want to stand there and talk for 30 and 40 minutes when they told you a lot of 5 minutes. And it's really sad to me that the Heritage Foundation and Europeans, when they have meetings like that, you won't see them on TV. And after they got the shirt iron, the suit press, then they all come out united like the Republicans do and negotiate the same old bullshit, but yet it's effective. But look at the Democrats right now, my humble opinion, they're in charge, but their ass been on the hills the whole fucking time since Biden administration there. And for the vice president to come out and say there's no racism, they should do a little science interview with Sody O'Brien. I didn't even watch the shit. I turned the fucking TV off.
I don't blame you. There was no reason to, because you're getting rehashed horseshit. And when they tell you that they're legitimate and their intent to redress balances and make right the situation with the so-called black community, they're talking out of both sides of their ass. You hear me? They don't care. And the only reason
should the National Guard be brought into Chicago, in your opinion, both of y'all? Should the National Guard be brought in?
No.
What do you think, Mike?
Look. You have a city police force. That's their job. If they get
to
the job,
fire
the police force.
They're not going to do that, though, Gary.
Then what?
They're not going
to
do that.
You understand from the man already, Gary. I mean, here's my issue. I got people that I know for a fact that work with Reverend Jesse Jackson, and they are just as diehard as they can be as far as the civil rights struggle. And even they say that they will consider bringing the National Guard. Now, you know, when Occupy the White House, White Supremacist 45 said about doing it, everybody lost their blue blood in mind. But when you got over 80 people there past week get gunned down and shot, it's getting crazy. And the poor mayor of Chicago, I mean, she's catching it from all ends. And you remember the nurse that was buck-necking in her house and they bust in the wrong apartment? About a year ago.
I remember that.
Now they are telling her that you take this $1 million and go down the road. And her people say, hell no, we're not taking it. They say, well, guess what? If you take it, or that's it. And that's under Mayor Lightfoot administration. The black.
That's not a surprise.
And right now, it's like
that's not a surprise.
She's in control of the city of Chicago.
Reggie, that's not a surprise. When something is bad that they can't clean it up, they'll throw money at it. That's what they did with Laquan McDonald. Before everything came out, the McQuan's family was offered $5 million. Straight up. No questions
asked.
No so they knew it was bad. And then when they denied it and said no, and when the video finally came out, obviously they got more, but you could see the level of what they wanted to cover up. That kid
Thank
was
you.
Shot 16 fucking times by that
like
road
a dog
cop.
In the street.
16
shot down
times.
Like a dog in the street.
That's right. Yeah. So don't give me this, your anti-police and all that shit. One of your motherfuckers shot somebody 16 times for no reason and he wasn't a threat. So stop the bullshit
Thank
right
you.
There. Secondly,
Thank you. And that's my point right there. You're talking about bringing more police in. The police out there are the ones that use the black police to target practice. Some of them, not all. Some of them. And we've seen that all
So, day. Yeah, they gave her $1 million to shut up. That was basically hush money. You know, if she took it, she took it. If she didn't, then obviously there's going to be more that we're going to find out because it always comes out. Sometimes it doesn't come out when we want it to, but it always comes out.
Yep.
But then having said that, Gary, what you got going for us at the top of the hour on the Cove?
Well, I was just the coaching or the ineptitude of coaching in Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks, this is the third time that they've been in the playoffs. These moves, with the talent they got, they just won the NBA title at least once already.
Okay.
But because of the ineptitude of coaching in Milwaukee, they will not win an NBA title as long as that guy is there.
It ain't over yet, Gary. It's on the tour. It ain't over yet. Fat lady ain't singing yet.
Well, gentlemen.
I'm coming on your show, Big G. Get your dukes up. I'm coming, son. I'm coming.
All right. The Great Olympic Cove at the top of the hour. The Dramatics, the host. On the Music Box, Sunday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific Time, followed by the Music Therapy Mind Stream. You know, these motherfuckers have got me driven to drink. And when we hear blues music, it always reminds us how fucked up things are and how we're trying to settle our way through it. In that spirit,
Amen.
I'm going to give you a little bit of blues because these motherfuckers are working my last nerve.
While we're doing that blues thing, we're going to play this old Bobby Bland song for you. Actually, it's a T-Bone Walker song. to play. Church, yeah. Coleman singing the blues. Dwayne and Dickie and Ace.
Yes, indeed. And they talk about pain, blues, and agony. This is what the old heads used to feel. Because stuff that mattered to the human cause was stepped on, destroyed, compromised by motherfuckers who really don't care. To review, the so-called National Association of Black Journalists decided that they have enough meat to attack a silly-ass woman named Rachel Nichols, who's connected and entitled. How dare she say that somebody's better than her? Probably because she was. But because I'm white, I'm holding up the fort. Yes, I will fall back on my whiteness. And got exposed for shit she said over a year ago. So now this has been festering and boiling for a whole year. And when she did make the apology, had to be under duress, because something like that, you call out immediately. And it wasn't called out immediately. Several people in-house knew what the fuck she said, knew what it meant. A couple of black people were sacrificed as collateral damage in all of it. It didn't matter. So now the NABJ, all full of piss and vinegar, wants to come in and say, that's not right. You motherfuckers have no credibility at all. You lost whatever shred you might have had when Trayvon Martin was murdered, and you still had your fucking conference in Florida when you knew in advance it would have been something that would have had much more significance. And even if you had lost a couple of bucks, you'd have held up to a standard. Now, we here at BASN are lots of things, but hypocrites we are not. So this is why I say, fuck the NABJ, fuck Rachel Nichols, and all of this bullshit, because at the end of the day, she's still going to come to it. Yeah, jump to it. Jump, bitch. Because we know what you're really about. Now, of course, as a year's worth of flack is finally starting to come down, well, she'll have different feelings about that. She says, don't be the story. That's what they told her in journalism school. No, bitch, what they really said is don't get caught. You got caught. And instead of just owning up to it and being honest about it, that shit sat for a year. So for a whole year, everybody knew what the fuck was going on. So that when she got on the air with her show, The Jump, they knew she was talking a bunch of shit. And the only ones who went with it were the players who sought to earn some money, meaning the hosts, co-hosts, whatever you want to call them. They went along with it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, then she's making money. We're making money because she's making money. Fine. But the fact that she used the whiteness to do what she did, that's bullshit. We always talk about George Jefferson, you know, mythically, and how he always said he had enough green to cover his black. Well, in the case of Rachel Nichols, you don't have enough white to cover up all your crap. But we know you'll try to palm off an excuse any old way.
Pardon me, I thought I knew you.
Yeah, have a heart. I didn't do anything. Oh, Lord. Now, y'all need to know that this kind of shit doesn't sit with just the mouse. The NFL Network has also been accused of this same crap. It was a white anchor who got a couple brothers fired because they were thirsty for her ass, allegedly. And Marshall Faulk, who for years had had a stuttering issue, finally came out, was proven to be spoken once he had his situation cleared up. But for as intelligent a brother as this guy is on the football field, one of the smartest players ever, you're one stupid motherfucker to think that you could get away with trying to claim some stray ass on the job. I don't give a fuck what the profession is. The word is always, you don't shit where you eat. And I know there are different versions of that statement, but don't get high on your supply, whatever the fuck. You don't fuck with anybody you work with. That's almost always a recipe for disaster. Apparently, Ike Taylor got caught up in the same shit. So we know stupidity exists in the workplace. And to Marshall and Ike, you dumb motherfuckers, you deserved what you got because you were poking the bear, although you wanted to poke something else. So now we come to the point of sitting back and digesting all this. It's not going away anytime soon. There'll be more shit going on, but the NABJ ain't going to control the situation. It reminds me of when I worked for the Philadelphia Tribune, and there were a couple of groups that were pushing reparations, and it was found that the Wachovia Bank had profited directly from it. There was a path discovered through a politician where all this information came out. So, of course, myself and a colleague went to Wachovia to speak to somebody about this. Now, of course, they didn't want the information getting out there. And supposedly meeting was going to stop this thing from spilling over into something bigger. The problem was solved as we're getting ready to speak about this. The people representing Wachovia said in simple terms, yes, we acknowledge that we profited from slavery and whatever came of that. But, and they said this as nicely as I could imagine, we ain't giving y'all a motherfucking dime. And they meant that shit. We're not giving you a motherfucking dime. Unbelievable. Yeah, make a brother want to holler.
McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, commented on reparations. This is a big deal right now. Everybody's talking about it. Matter of fact, today there was a meeting on the Senate, gathered a lot of people. He said that none of us that are currently living are responsible for slavery. Why should we pay for something we didn't do? Even if you didn't own slaves, you're a white man of a certain age in America, you directly benefited from it. You probably were taught to speak or to ride a bike or how to cook by somebody who directly owned slaves. You benefit. You got a head start. The school you went to, University of Kentucky, you got to go to school without them accepting black people. You got a head start directly because of slavery. The Civil War ended in 1865, 100 years after the Civil War ended. I was born in 1965. I'm the first one of my mother's children to be born with the full rights of an American citizen. You, from your first breath, were an American citizen. You got all the rights due an American citizen from the very time you were born. If you purchase stolen goods knowing they're stolen, they're still stolen, and if you lose those goods and no longer have them, you still have to make restitution. You still have to pay for the stuff. Possessing nine-tenths of the law, you still receive stolen property that you knew was stolen. As far as I know, there's no statute of limitations on murder, which happened all the time. And they always talk about how they hate freeloaders. It is against the laws of finance to have profit without loss. You can't get all the money. Imagine how much money you would have if it was all profit. You didn't have to pay for gas. You didn't have to pay for living expenses. You didn't have to pay taxes. How much money would you have? That's in essence what America got from having slavery. And just because a bill doesn't come on time doesn't mean it ain't due. You run up an American Express bill, let it be late. Are they going to say, well, it happened a long time ago, we're going to let that go? That's not what happens. And they've done it before. This idea that it was so long ago we can't do it. In 1982, the federal government paid $25,000 to the family of Italians who were lynched in 1891. So you will pay lynched Italians 100 years later, but not people who were descendants of slaves. You won't do that. And none of those people who were lynched were there. And none of the people who wrote the checks to them actually perpetrated the crime. They were the descendants of those people. And you paid them. You paid Japanese internment camps. Each survivor got $25,000. Reagan did that. the Native Americans got 1.3 billion after World War II. So the national debt right now, as it stands, is $22 billion. So, and we also rebuild countries that we ruin. We ruin those countries. We run up a tab to our national debt by fixing the countries that we've damaged. So there's a national debt clap you see right now. It says that every American family owes almost $1 million. Now, who's going to pay for that? $1 million. You know, actually, I was born paying for stuff that I never had, that I never was a recipient of. Social Security works that way. So you get to decide your argument is just because I didn't do it, I wasn't there, I shouldn't pay for it. This country got rich and received recompense by brutalizing people. And it's amazing. It's amazing that the very people right now will build monuments acknowledging slavery, Confederate statues acknowledging slavery, but they do not want to deal with the repercussions of it. If you don't have the money, that's fine. Do what we do. Put a little something on it. You don't have to give people 40 acres of mule. I know that's impossible. You can send people to school. You can forgive debt. You can give no interest loans. There are a lot of things you could do to make things right, not because you owe, but because it's the right thing to do. You said yesterday, you said, why should I pay for sins I haven't committed? But you are the same people to go ask, what would Jesus do? Isn't that what the guy that you always wear those bands and espouse his name would do? He paid for sins he didn't commit.
Yeah, marinate on that one for a little bit. He paid for sins he didn't commit. And yes, a bill being due is a bill being due. Just because you want to pretend that it doesn't exist doesn't make it any less due. At the top of the hour, Gary Norris Gray in the Gray Liver Cove. So we continue the discussion on some matters involving what we heard a couple of hours ago, approximately. And it didn't have to happen, but we knew it would, because the United States of America eats its young. And they've done this since time immemorial, since the creation of this country. We just celebrated another year of birth. Nothing has changed. It's caused corruption and chaos. And even in the minds of some who think they would do the right thing by going after it, they get subverted by their own greed and lust and willingness to try to get a little bit of exposure at the expense of others whose lives were made forfeit and worthless because they didn't have any backup. For however millions it's perceived that Maria Taylor might have earned, she didn't have any backup. For the so-called members of the National Association of Black Journalists, you're a bunch of fucking frauds. Because when you had a chance to make a statement after the murder of Trayvon Martin, you went to that convention in Florida. You would have been considered reputable. People would have took you seriously.
But no, I had to spend all this money. I got to go down there and party.
And so you did. You partying fucking frauds. And I am tired of all the sugared frauds and fakes who come down the pike, one do this, that, or the other. You know, if you're going to do something, stand for it, not stand on it. You stood on the premise that you were what you were, posers, and you still are. What Rachel Nichols did doesn't change the fact that the only reason you're involved in this shit is because you saw an opportunity to say something. Well, you remember the last time you did something and you thought you must have done something big when Imus eventually got tossed off the air. That really wasn't because of what you said. It's because of what he said. And the level of stupidity couldn't get cleaned up fast enough. He eventually surfaced on another show any old way. So all they did was push this thing down the road. There'll be no kicking this can down the road. Rachel Nichols is as guilty as fucking sin. And the NABJ is guilty. And I say guilty of dumb fuckery and assholery in thinking that what they say matters because they want to be attention whores and not offer any concrete solution for trying to solve the problem. ESPN will go on and do what they do. The only way you can really solve the problem, don't watch them. We know boycotts work, but we know that this poison that has been spread for years by this country through nepotism, favoritism, and not competence will continue. This bitch will still have a job, and you guys will be out there holding the bag, making noise for somebody who does not care. This reminds me of my beautiful friend Kay Weber Lowe. He's from Minnesota. And she calls these people cake eaters. And I was like, what the fuck is a cake eater? And she said, remember, you know, the French thing with Marie Antoinette and Louis? I was like, yeah. Well, they said, let them eat cake. So in Minnesota, if you call someone a cake eater, that's someone who thinks they're above it all. Obviously, they believe they're elitist in their thinkings and doings. So the problems apply to the little people. Don't concern them. Now, apparently, even in spite of the so-called apology, motherfuckers been eating cake for a year. See you at the top of the hour with the Gray Leather Cove.
Thank you.
At the top of the hour, Gary Norris Gray in the Gray River Cove. Some of the discourse from this show will continue. As far as our programming for the remainder of the weekend, Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, DJ Gray comes in with the music box, providing a first-hand look at the Dramatics. After the music box, we will come in with the Music Therapy Mindstream, 9 p.m. Eastern. Shout out to our colleague, the Mystery Man. Enjoy your week. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. Everybody here at the tree. Ciao for now.